I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Either One, a Trends, or a Beamer. Ooh-wee! That's courtesy of, that's a ATLian song that I thought was from the New Jersey Drive soundtrack.
Although, is it not on the New Jersey Drive soundtrack?
I don't think so, because I don't think that timing lines
up. Yeah, and also, like, New Jersey Drive, we got ATLians on the fucking, like, I feel like that is just, like, all red, man, if it's gonna be New Jersey Drive.
Oh, man, Keith New Jersey Murray, Drive was...
Yep. Oh, no, volume. It is. Track 10. Done?
Wow.
Benzer Beam or Outkast. I mean, but also it makes sense given what New Jersey Drive is about. You know what I mean?
There you go. All right. I'm Jack. You're Miles. The jig's up. Here's what's trending. There is a toxic California-sized algae bed that is creeping into the Arctic, which is... God. Not good. I'm gonna go out there and say not great. This is courtesy of climate change. These waters have never seen anything this size before. Nor have any waters seen anything that size before. But the Arctic waters, I think, are an especially bad place for this to be, based on the quotes from the scientists. They have. Don Anderson, who we all know is a senior scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, saying, it's astounding. It dwarfs anything I've ever seen anywhere. I mean, which makes sense. It's the size of California. That's a big algae bloom. The researchers worry that it could be... lead to mass die-offs of marine species, imperil the food supply of dozens of remote Arctic communities, even cause sickness and death in humans. There are apparently oral histories in the region about, red tides, like the ones that are sometimes caused by these sorts of algae blooms, but it's the first time that these cysts that produce the blooms have been documented north of the Bering Strait. So... Yeah. So
keep your eyes locked on that space.
Yeah, Daryl Morey is trending because apparently your squad reached out to him.
Yeah, and I just read this thing that Daryl Morey, who I think at the time may have been at the Rockets, but either way, he was someone from Arsenal Football Club who plays soccer in the English Premier League, reached out to him as probably the Cronkies because it's American sports world, and asked for his advice on whether or not they should fire their coach Arsene Wenger. And it seemed like his answer was like, that guy's pretty good, you know, so you may have trouble dealing with the fallout like of trying to replace him. You probably should do that. Really think about that, because that's really what's at stake here. And he was right, because the replacement didn't work out all too great. And we're still kind of, you know, in a period of fluctuation.
So they asked him, should we fire him? He said, probably not. They said, thanks for the advice. Go fuck yourself. You're fired.
I mean, it was more just, I think he didn't want to say either way, but I think it was just more like, it was basically like a way of saying like, I probably would. I mean, I don't know if you're gonna, like, you got to make sure you do it right. You got to really have the next phase of the franchise sorted out. And they didn't. And so we're here. So thank you, Daryl Morey, for saying
he's
that.
Always looking out for you.
He was always been looking out for me.
Thanks, Daryl. Daryl Morey was carrying you that whole time.
There's only one set
seemed
of
like he abandoned you. Yeah, it's got to be tough for him because he like left. I think he got fired from Houston, but like landed in Philly. Everyone was like, oh, like what a great spot for him. He's a, you know, he's got two generational talents there with Simmons and Embiid. And now he is in a bad position with somebody who they can't trade, who refuses to play for them. It's a tough break.
Look, man, it ain't easy. It ain't easy being at the top, you know?
Right. Yeah, except they're not at the top. They're like in fourth place.
Okay,
fifth place,
look, Jack, I'm trying to say something nice, man.
there was apparently at a wrestling match in Philadelphia, like a WWE wrestling match or some other. It probably wasn't WWE, like some wrestling match. They started chanting, fuck Ben Simmons.
Bean.
This is going to be a thing for Philadelphians for a long time.
Right.
Yeah. Meghan Trainor is trending for the best possible reason. She's defending having side-by-side toilets with her husband. And yeah.
Side-by-side toilets
with her husband. Also endorsing three-legged jeans and the cereal Colon Blow.
Right. And I think, yeah, her next tour is being sponsored in part by Oops, I Crap My Pants. So she has an actual love toilet from the SNL sketch with Kevin Nealon and now wild conspiracy theorist Victoria Jackson.
Yeah. That was such a golden age of fake SNL products. Or it was just a golden age because I was 12, and that really made me laugh.
Do you remember the other one that was the workout system where like a mutant was in a box who would fucking try and kill you and no. You stayed in shape by just trying to survive the attacks of like the mutant Bowflex?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh my god, it was like this werewolf like would hop out. It's just the whole premise was that like, dude, you're gonna get in shape because if you're not, you're gonna get fucking just absolutely killed by this thing.
Right. She said, to clear things up, okay, you sickos, we pooped once together and we laughed and said never again, but he will hang out with me if I'm pooping because we soulmates and I legit miss him when I'm away from him and we pee together, obvi.
Dude, pooping together is a... Do whatever you gotta do. Shitting, I cannot be in any state of communication when I'm taking a shit. It's all like me looking at something. I can't get on the phone.
Yeah, no, we tried recording text. That episode. We won't say which one it was, but yeah, it didn't go.
You'll know. Go back. Yeah. You'll know. But that's just so weird. And like, I miss them so much that I have to be near them when I'm shitting.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just jealous because I don't have that kind of relationship with Her Majesty. And I'm like, get in here, Ma. If you miss me, you're going to watch me take this wild post Taco Bell shit.
Yeah. All right.
Did you? I'm sorry. I just have to keep out because I keep. This is something I've always come up with, like in my dating life. Like I would date people who would like actively say stuff like, you know, like girls don't poop. Girls
Wait,
don't fart.
Really?
Yes.
Girls don't fart. Yeah, yeah. I definitely have heard that.
And... Like no. The girls don't fart. Girls don't fart. And I'm like, yeah, they do. And I prefer people that do fart because that's just funnier, and that means I can fart too, and that means right. we don't have to approach this weird moment where like, who's gonna fart first?
Right.
But yeah, I don't. When I see this, I'm like, that. This is like the whole other direction. It's like I only shit in my lover's embrace.
Yeah, I don't know which is. This is definitely healthier than pretending that you don't have a human body and that you are just this like a cartoon character of you know, desirability. That definitely doesn't seem like a healthy way to be. I think this is great as long as it's not because you literally feel empty when you're not in the physical presence of somebody.
Right.
But, you know, I'm taking her words out of context.
Are we just shit shaming? Like, or should we have the same level of comfort around urinating that we do around defecating? Because, like, yeah, talking to the homie, like, yo, you're taking a piss in the other room. You're like, what? Yeah. Or right. your partner, they're peeing and you're talking, that's less. But then shitting becomes a whole other thing. Like, oh, maybe because it smells terrible sometimes.
Yeah, I grew up in a household that did not have that taboo. And
of like a bathroom being like, I'm not talking. I'm indisposed at the moment.
Yeah, no, they would leave the door open and just be like, hey. Like the dad from Friday. And yeah, I'm not gonna get into too many details, but I will say that I still live in one of those households. Yeah.
So you're just short of having dual toilets.
Yeah, it's just like we don't seek it out, but nobody is right. There is no shame in our game at this point.
But
we have been married 13 years. So
The most will be conversations through a closed door, but mostly because I'm like, don't talk to me right now, I gotta take a shit,
right?
Give me 37 minutes.
I definitely prefer like some privacy and some quiet time for sure, some QT, because it's another thing also when kids come into the equation, because they just they think it's hilarious that
you're just taking
poops.
A dump.
Yeah
And you're like, please come on. And like, I'm like, no, I just he's crying, look.
Oh man. Poop Daddy jokes poops. Are like the among the very first things that are hilarious to them to this day. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
And we're back. And Rick Wilson is one of the heads of the Lincoln Project.
Yeah.
You told me before we started recording, because I was like, who the hell is Rick Wilson?
You've seen his face, his for like sure, little bald-headed sure avatar on Twitter all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I just forgot who he was.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is out here saying that the January 6th commission is dead.
Yeah.
Because the Democrats, I guess, don't or are not going to, or just the commission is not going to be able to or claims they will not be enforcing the subpoenas.
Or just that they're not aggressively saying out loud, you know,
right,
in response. Because I think he's just looking at the headlines that Trump's saying, like, fucking ignore the subpoenas and nothing's happening, because we're not hearing, like, screams back from the commission basically being like, get over here so we can just fucking eviscerate you with our questioning. Here's the thing. When you, there's people even like on the commission, like I think Liz Cheney was like, not full, like we're actually doing shit. It's not everything's out in the open. Yeah. And there has been some indication that Trump's lawyers asked the National Archives to try and like block the release of certain documents. But the current White House is like, no, release everything. Don't listen to these fucking people. So I think it's just, I think he just may be frustrated as someone who's been, his whole like raison d'etre has been to just be like, I hate Trump. I hate him. This right guy. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
He just might not realize that in the commission, you ask for permission to hit him.
Yeah. And, you don't yeah like me, hit him while wife was with him.
His original text makes it sound like he has some insider info. I have some bad news. After multiple calls.
Oh.
I have some extremely grim news. it's really.
Go on, Rick.
Okay, Rick. As of now, 1/6 commission is dead already and will not enforce the subpoenas. Trump wins. So to say I'm livid is putting it mildly.
Whatever. I mean, if this is like his like weird, dumb way of trying to get people to like pressure their representatives in Congress to like get as aggressive as he wants, sure.
Yeah, I mean, if it works, but, hell yeah. Like, get him, do it.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, you know, it's just one of those things where, like, even before this Rick Wilson tweet, I'm just like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, yeah, for
if
sure.
There'll
for
ever
sure
be justice for these kinds of crimes. Yeah. But I'd hope so for the good of our country.
Trending right now is this guy, Rich Paul, who is just coming on the radar of Adele fans. And just, mm-hmm, I think probably just anybody who's not an NBA fan, he has dominated the NBA for the last, like, you know, however long, like 10 years, decade, as LeBron's agent, and then an increasingly, you know, the one of the key power brokers who determines who plays where yeah in the NBA. Dude is just absolutely killing it. But it's funny to see him cross other people's radars, because there's headlines such as, who is Adele's new boyfriend? Everything to know about Rich Paul.
The shadow leader of the NBA, you mean?
Yeah. The cut says, Adele's new boyfriend seems chill, but it's just great to have somebody who's who's like a household name referred to as somebody's boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah.
A chill guy who's Adele's boyfriend.
Yeah. I mean, look, do a little bit of reading. You know, find out very quickly this person has outsized power in the world of sports.
Yeah.
I just remember that one tweet, though, when we were first talking about Adele. It's like the one who's like, he's trying to sign her to Clutch Records.
I mean, the guy's never not working.
Could you imagine? He's like, I'm sorry, Adele. This was all about business for me. I should have told. I thought you knew.
I mean, it's at least about both, you know? Nothing's ever not. The guy is, he's good at this. He's got his eyes open. GTA 6, baby, is trending. I am psyched. Big
you
news.
Even remember this shit. GTA 3, right?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Well, no. It's not. GTA 6 is trending because every person on the internet is like, what the fuck is Rockstar doing again? This happened the last time Rockstar put out any bit of information about what they think they're going to do. I think last time is because they said, we're going to remaster GTA 5 for next-gen consoles. You're going to love it. I know this title has already spanned 3 iterations of PlayStation because it came out on PS3, then they re-released it on PS4, and now they're going to re-release it on PS5. And many people are like, where's the 6th fucking game?
Right. Okay. What's the last one they did? Is it
GTA 5?
Right.
That came out in 2013.
Yeah. What's the city?
It's like a fake hybrid. It's
LA, supposed to be right?
Southern California. Yeah, because there's like kind of a version where it's like Monterey to the north, and then there's like a sort of, you know, Joshua Tree, Santa Barbara part. Very large map. I mean, it'd take you a very long time to drive completely around it in a regular car, but yeah, I don't know. It's almost becoming a meme where every time like Rockstar announces something, it's like, no, we're dusting off some older shit rather than giving you the new shit. So basically what's happening is they're re-releasing the original 3 games. So GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas.
What city haven't they done? What are people hoping they're going to map?
I don't know. I mean, anywhere. I think the maps are not as like relevant. Like in the beginning, it was cool because Vice City was like, okay, cool. We're getting this like Miami Vice type shit. And New York was in GTA 3. But I think more than anything, people just want to have just a huge sandbox game like GTA because they were the originators of it, of doing it, you know, well.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't have. I mean, it would be cool to see like another continent or another country. Doesn't necessarily always have to be like that. Would be really dope. But knowing their past record on cultural stuff, maybe they should stick to the U.S. and not piss people off.
Maybe. What is the best sandbox game to date in like your opinion or like broadly like the kind of consensus?
I have a very narrow view on it because I grew up like loving the GTA franchise.
Right.
But Red Dead Redemption 2 is fucking amazing.
Yeah, that sounds like the one I hear most about.
Yeah. And I think like if you go, you know, also like Ghost of Tsushima is also sort of like that as well, where you're just on this massive island and you're just this samurai getting down. And you know, just for laughs, like Saints Row. Saints Row is like a parody, like a almost comedic version of a GTA game.
Oh,
but yeah,
on it's purpose also a parody.
Yeah. Like there was like version, like there was like a dubstep gun in it that would just like blast like wah 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 and like explode people.
That's funny.
And then like the gangs that were like represented are just like super exaggerated shit. But you know, that's kind of like the vibe of that game.
We should have a podcast where it's just me listening to you catch me up on what I've missed in video games since Mario 64.
Just me and like, Dan.
Oh, nice. Oh, dude, me and that Dan sounds going, sick.
Yeah. All right, me and Dan are just fighting. We're like, do you want to take this one, man? I can't. I don't know how so far dumb. Back I have to go just to describe NBA 2K.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us this week. We're back on Tuesday.
Yep.
We are taking off on Monday for International Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yep.
So enjoy your Monday. We'll talk to y'all on Tuesday. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.